is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Former President Biden has cancer. His office says it's an aggressive form of prostate cancer, which has spread to his bones. CBS's Willie James Inman.
He was diagnosed with prostate cancer, characterized by a Gleason score of 9 on Friday, with a metastasis to the bone. While this represents a more aggressive form of the disease, the cancer appears to be hormone sensitive, which allows for effective management. That statement then goes on to say that the Biden family is considering the treatment options for the 82-year-old former president.
With more on that hormone sensitive aspect, Houston ER doctor Owais Durrani says that is potentially positive.
We have medications and treatments to bring those hormones down. So you take that fuel away, you're going to make that cancer less aggressive. It's going to spread less rapidly. And so essentially that's why that is a bit of positive news.
Just in, word of a tentative deal reached between New Jersey Transit and its workers. A strike began Friday morning affecting 100,000 daily train riders on what is the country's third largest public transit system. NJ Transit's train engineers have been working without a new contract since just before the pandemic. Investigators say a 25-year-old man believed to be responsible for an explosion that ripped through a Palm Springs, California fertility clinic left behind anti-pro-life writings before carrying out the attack. The FBI's Akil Davis.
The subject had nihilistic ideations, and this was a targeted attack against the IDF facility. Make no mistake, we are treating this, as I said yesterday, as an intentional act of terrorism.
It's believed that suspect is the only person who died. Four others were injured. In London, Kentucky, the sound of backhoes after the region was hard hit by tornadoes this weekend. WLKY-TV's Shaquille Lord is there.
Definitely like a freight train without the whistle. Chaos, you know, like very calm at first. And then you could just like a freight train going through, basically.
But the damage left behind will take days, weeks, possibly even months before everything is back to normal.
27 people have died from that severe weather in three states. A key meeting in Rome has taken place following the inauguration of Pope Leo XIV.
Vice President Vance, Secretary of State Rubio, and Ukrainian President Zelensky met to discuss Russia's ongoing war against Ukraine. It happened after Zelensky was granted an audience with the Pope following his inauguration. A spokesman says Vance, Rubio, and Zelensky spoke about the situation on the front and the possibility of sanctions against Russia. Amid the talks in Rome, President Trump and Russian President Putin are scheduled to hold a phone call tomorrow about the war in Ukraine.
Our Linda Kenyon in Washington. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Military Appreciation Month brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Karen Gunther founded Semper Fi and America's Fund, a nonprofit for wounded veterans. But getting started wasn't easy.
I didn't know anything about starting a nonprofit, so I went to Barnes & Noble and I bought every book I could on nonprofits. Nonprofits for Dummies was my very first book.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at Progressive.com.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
45 years ago today, the worst volcanic eruption in U.S. history.
The 1980 eruption of Mount St. Helens in southwestern Washington state killed 57 people and destroyed dozens of homes, bridges, and 185 miles of highway.
They are calling it the most violent eruption of this volcano in 32,000 years.
Carolyn Dreiger was due to spend the night before on the mountain after delivering geological equipment, but was told not to.
We were very disappointed that we were not going to spend the night looking at this beautiful volcano.
Steve Olson wrote a book about the disaster.
The energy that came out of Mount St. Helens that day is bigger than any nuclear weapon that we have in our arsenal.
There have been some small eruptions since. Nowadays, Mount St. Helens is a destination for climbers. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Pope Leo called for unity in the Catholic Church during his inaugural mass in St. Peter's Square before an estimated 150,000 people. Matt Piper, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy tonight. We'll see a low near 41. Partly sunny, 51 for Monday. Showers are likely Monday night. It'll be windy as well. East winds up to 35 miles per hour. Lows in the mid-40s. Highs only in the low 50s on Tuesday, and rain is likely. It's 48 at our studios.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Don't live.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Kids and seniors, Courts wants to see you at American Family Field. On select weekday home games, kids 14 and under and seniors 60 plus can save 50% on tickets. Following the game, seniors may stroll along the outfield warning track. Visit brewers.com/kidsandseniors to learn more. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
This is Jill Schlesinger. May is Military Appreciation Month, and I know how much I appreciate the military. I married into a military family. I hear from so many members of the military, and Navy Federal Credit Union wants us to celebrate those who go above and beyond for us every day. If you're active duty, a veteran, or part of a military family, you're eligible to join. At Navy Federal Credit Union, the members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guys in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But did you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
She's by my excitation.
Good, 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 good
just sit around hoping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about time? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays a fool sometime. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be cruel. I ain't lying. Everybody plays a fool. Falling in love is such an easy thing to do, and there's no
WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
Yeah. see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Play it now, my baby. Crackling rose and make me a smile. Jacqueline Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Jacqueline Rose, make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night to set the world.
It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. I wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know, 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 I know. But ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no
sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Former President Joe Biden has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. His office says it is aggressive and that it has spread to his bones. Cancer specialist Dr. David Agus.
There's been tremendous progress in the treatment of prostate cancer over the last decade and a half, and we now have drugs that turn off the hormone signaling axis, turn off testosterone signaling in the cancer, and can keep this cancer under control.
CBS's Willie James Inman is at the White House.
This is a man who really has looked at cancer as something that can be defeated. He looked at cancer as something that we could reach towards ending, it, literally in the name of his initiative, the Cancer Moonshot Initiative. If we can go to the moon, we can end cancer. And that certainly has been part of the Biden legacy.
New Jersey Transit's train engineers have reached a tentative deal to end their three-day strike that had halted service for hundreds of thousands. Governor Phil Murphy moments ago.
Starting Tuesday, May 20th, NJ Transit will once again provide rail service to the more than 100,000 riders who depend on it every single day.
Federal authorities say a bombing at a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California, was carried out by a 25-year-old man. Andres Gutierrez is at the scene and says that man is the only person who died.
The FBI now says the man that was killed in the blast that rocked this neighborhood is the suspect, adding that he was trying to live stream the attack. Four others were injured. All of them have been released from the hospital. None of them worked at the clinic.
A reward is now up to $17,000 per inmate for information about